We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Marks and Reese back. Elliot Shore Parks in for Ike. Twitter questions today brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Marks Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings online. Mark-Jewelers.com. Rondé Barber here, scheduled to join us like pretty much right now, so hang tight for it. But it is time to reverse the curse.
It's time.
Elliot Shore Parks. 2002 was too long ago.
Almost 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't feel like yesterday, but it doesn't feel like 20 years ago.
Well, you know games feel like forever ago when you look at the video of them now and they look so grainy. But back then you thought it like cutting-edge TV.
No high definition. It's hard to watch those games
exactly.
Now. But Rondé Barber played in the era of standard definition, I guess,
yes.
Football.
Yes.
And, of course, he made the biggest play in the 2002 NFC Championship game. And it's time to reverse the curse, Elliot Shore Parks, and bring Rondé Barber on. Rondé, how you doing, pal?
Good. What's up, guys?
No
reversing curses on my watch here.
All right. So the question is, do you realize how much pain you caused Philadelphia Eagles fans, this city, me personally, our listening audience, with the interception in that game that sealed the deal and sent you guys to the Super Bowl?
I am very well aware of it because every time I meet a Philly person, and I meet a lot of them down here in Florida, especially lately, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They always bring it up. It's like, are you Rondé Barber? And I'm like, yes. I hate you. You know, same thing. But I'm a good guy, man. I was just doing my job. You know, I'm sorry you guys were the
Got to do what you got to do.
Sorry you guys were on the receiving end of it.
What do you remember most about that play? I mean, it's certainly a play people in Philly have watched time and time again. But from your perspective, what stands out about it?
Just how quickly it all happened. You know, I think when you watch it back, and I've watched it back plenty of times, obviously, it seems kind of predestined, like it was going to happen. But I remember it being like snap, look, ball, and just running. Like,
gone.
It was like really no thought to it. It's not like I was trying to do anything, or I'm sure Donovan wasn't trying to do anything, throw me the football. But they were hurry up offense. He was driving the length of the field. I mean, if you guys remember, that drive was going to change the game.
Yeah,
y'all were going to score a touchdown. It was going to make it a 3-point game. And then all of a sudden, everybody in Tampa is going, oh, God, here we go again. And you get those instances, right, where you have to be ready to make a play. And I just made it. It was literally no pre-thought to making that play. It was just reaction and ball stuck in my hands. And, you know, we run into the Super Bowl.
Wow, yeah, so there was 3:27 to go in the game. It was first and goal from the 10, and Donovan looked left. It was a quick pass, if I remember correctly. It was supposed to go to Antonio Freeman. You said you'd know, like, you weren't thinking about it beforehand. Was that just a reaction, like, boom, he looked, let me go, and you jumped around?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, like, Monty used to always like the blitz whenever a drive started to mount on us, Monty would throw blitzes at us, right? He'd just throw blitzes at the offense. And that play, we're actually just playing cover two. We were sending cover two, red two, just trying to play it safe. But I kind of shimmy toward the line like I was going to blitz. And I guess Donovan thought I was coming. So he pulled the hot route. Was Antonio stopped, you know, like he was going to get the hot. The outside receiver, I can't remember who it was, set up like he could have got the hot too. But he tried to throw it to Antonio. And he basically just threw it right into the heart of the defense. So in hindsight, if I didn't make the play, if I wouldn't have made that play, it would have been my fault. because you can't throw that ball there in cover two. But Donovan didn't think that we were in cover two, and he threw it right to me. So the rest is, you know, good for our history, bad for y'all's history.
Have you ever talked to Donovan about this play?
Oh, yeah. Donovan and I are good, man. We've always been tight. We had the same manager back in the day, still one of my buddies. I think I had three interceptions against Donovan for touchdown.
Do I
feel bad about him? No, but yes, because I really like Donovan. Like, sorry, bro, but
yeah, Rodney, it's hard to hate you because you're such a nice guy, right? Like, I can hear the smile through the radio of you talking about some of your old games. But so take us into that game beforehand, right? Because in recent memory, you struggled against the Eagles, and on top of that, 0-6 in road playoff games, 1-21. There was that stat that was updated after every game where you couldn't win when the temperature was under 40. And the Eagles, if I'm correct, had taken you out of the playoffs the last two seasons before that, right? Plus, it was the closing of the vet. I can speak just from being a fan of being at the game. It felt like it was destiny that the Eagles were going to win that game. But you guys had other ideas. Did you come into that game confident, feeling like the Eagles were overconfident about it?
Yeah, because we felt like we were a really good football team. I'll take you back to 1999 when we went to the NFC Championship game against the greatest show on turf, right, in St. Louis Rams. And we lost that game. What was the final score of that game? 11-6 or something. It was, you know, they'd been putting up points on everybody.
Right.
That defense, the defense that you guys saw and 2002 that won the Super Bowl, that had been there for years. Same players. And so our run, as far as we were concerned, started back then. It wasn't in 2002. So we thought we should be where we were. We thought if our defense played well, we could win any game, any Sunday of any year. And so going into that Philly game, we were confident. We knew that those prior 2 years, I mean, it's the reason why Tony wasn't our coach anymore, because we couldn't go to Philly and win. And so as far as you guys saying it was destiny, in fact, it was us telling, we looked at it as this is our destiny. If we're going to get over the hump, we have to beat Philly. And lo and behold, the champion, we beat San Francisco at home in the divisional round. And then we're playing the NFC Championship. Where else? Of course, at Philly. Mm-hmm. And so Super Bowl was, you know, kind of an afterthought. It's easy to say that now, but Super Bowl was an afterthought after we beat Philly, after we beat you guys that weekend. So, so to our mindset, yes, we had one game to win, and it had to be Philly, and it was.
Man, I hate how that, it does make sense, Elliot. That
it's
Ron,
interesting here from the other side.
Yeah, they thought it was their own destiny too. It just wasn't ours. Rondé Barber, who made that interception way back, it's almost 20 years. Rondé, you're a finalist. Finalist for the Hall of Fame this year, right?
Yeah, second year that I'm a finalist. I've been eligible. What is this now? God, how long have I been retired? I'm old now. Let's see. I think this is my fifth year of eligibility and my second year as a finalist. So, hopefully this is the time, man. Hopefully this is the time.
What about your what about the game that's happening this weekend? I don't know how closely you're following what the Bucs and Eagles are doing. What do you think of the game?
I think it's a good matchup. You know, the game earlier in the year, I remember taking note. I watched all the Bucs games every year. I do a show for them, a digital show on their website every week, so I watch all their games. So the game early in the year, I don't remember what the score was, but I remember it being like somewhat of a boring game, right?
Yeah, 28-7. You guys,
28-22, but it wasn't. Jalen Hurts wasn't what he is now, in my opinion. And now I think he's kind of embraced. They've all embraced what he can do, and they're not asking him to do too much. They're using him and Miles and who are your other runners?
Jordan Howard, Boston Scott, right?
Yep. All these guys. Gainwell had a couple of good games in there as well. Like, they're using all those elements. I felt like early in the year that it was all Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. It was, if Jalen doesn't play great, we're not going to win. And the latter part of the season, you can tell that, you know, it's been a more balanced offense, a more comprehensive game plan around not just using Jalen, and you're dangerous. I mean, you know, Dallas notwithstanding, week 18, that game was whatever it was. I think the Bucs have to be wary of them, especially because you guys run the football. The Bucs are the number one have been the number one run defense in the league. I think they're number three right now, if I remember the stats correctly. But they've been a little weak against the run here the past couple of weeks. Lavonte David's been hurt for a long time, and Devin White, you know, that combination, Lavonte and Devin White, inside linebacker, when they're playing well, they're hard to run against. But they haven't been playing like they have been earlier in the year. So there's that element. Like, Philly could get them if you're not careful. I mean, next factor, of course, is Tom Brady just doesn't lose football games
right.
in the playoffs.
But. Yeah, that's the tough part. I mean, you mentioned, I think the Eagles have improved as a team. They're running the ball better. Jalen's playing way better, too. He missed a lot of throws in that first game that really could have made a difference early on. You touched on a little bit of it, but from the outside looking in, it seems like Tampa Bay, the arrow's trending down a little bit. You mentioned the injuries. Antonio Brown's no longer there. They don't have Chris Godwin. They played tight. Well, they almost lost to the Jets, played tight somewhat against the Panthers. I mean, I think we would all agree the Eagles are a better team now than they were in week six. Do you think Tampa's a better team, or do you think they're a worse team?
I don't know if they're better or worse. I know one thing. They have Tom Brady. And you know where they're better than they have been in the middle of the season? Is that they have a healthy Rob Gronkowski. I don't know how much Tampa y'all have watched in the past 3 or 4 weeks, but since he's been back and healthy, he's dominant. I mean, he is dominant. 100-yard games and I think back-to-back games. Mike Evans is it's hard to say Mike Evans is underrated because he's one of the best receivers in the league, but people don't give him credit.
Particularly
here in the last 2 years because we've had Chris Godwin, who's out with on IR, but we brought in Antonio Brown. We brought in all these other receiving options, and he somewhat has been marginalized. But when you put the game on and someone needs to make a play, someone needs to make a catch, and you're in man-to-man coverage, the ball is going to go to Mike Evans, and he's going to win. I mean, he finished second in the league in touchdown receptions this year, like quietly finished second in the league behind Cooper Kupp in touchdowns. And you're like, I don't think I knew that if I was just watching, cursorily following the Bucks offense. So they still have weapons trending down. I wouldn't say that. I would say that the Bucs defense has gotten better as the season's gone on because they've gotten healthy. Carlton Davis is back at corner. Sean Murphy Bunting got hurt week one. He's back. Lavonte should be coming back this week. I think he practiced the past 2 days. So yeah, Shaq Barrett. I mean, you guys know how good Shaq Barrett can be rushing the edge. He's back this week. JPP is supposed to be back. So. Did they play as good as last year? No, because down the stretch last year, that Super Bowl Bucks team last year, it was on the defense. Their defense played great for about a month and a half, and it took them all the way to the Super Bowl. This is not that defense. But I think they're getting healthier, and so to say they're bad or better or worse, I really can't say. I would just say that they have the best quarterback in football, and he finds a way to win games. And if the defense does enough, there's not a game they can't win.
All right, Rondé Barber, give me your – you have the Eagles winning the game, of course, on Sunday?
If I said that, there would be 100 million people in the Tampa Bay area come carry my ass out of the state and get rid of me. So, no, I can't say
Maybe
that.
The organization would get rid of you, too. All right, but competitive game on Sunday, you think?
I think it's going to be a great game, actually. I think this is and to be honest with you, I think this is a game that if either of these teams win, whichever one of these teams win, it's going to propel them to go forward because it's going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tough matchup. And I think the whole NFC is like that, actually. This is a pretty good week of wild card football this week.
Maybe some good games.
This is the one I want to watch most, maybe other than Buffalo and New England play for the third time. I think people want to see that, too.
Yeah, it's going to be cold up there.
All
right, Rondé, listen, we reversed the curse. I don't care what you say. We've officially reversed it. It's
Rondé
over.
Rondé co-signed it. We heard him.
Appreciate a few.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, Rondé Barber.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing from that perspective how they felt it was destiny on their end. I think the narrative has always been last game at the Vet, they had lost the championship games, all those
It was
things.
Just the Kaiser Soze moment for me, Elliot.
Yeah.
It was. Like he's the Kaiser Soze stopped limping. He's not verbal Kent. He's Kaiser Soze. And it makes perfect sense. They were at it longer than the Eagles were trying to get over the hump.
Yeah, 99. And was it Sean King, I think?
Yeah. And they kept losing to the Eagles. They couldn't get over the Eagles, especially in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And they looked at it and said, this is our destiny. This is how we're going to do it. At the Vet, we're closing it down. Damn it.
It was interesting hearing him say how Donovan probably shouldn't have thrown it into, what did he say, cover two?
Cover two.
Yeah.
He didn't see it as cover two.
Right. Yeah, it was a tough moment for Donovan.
Man.
Yeah. I also like how he said everyone comes up to him still in Florida and brings it up to him all the time.
Yeah, because, you know, he probably already knows the Delco accent, Jack.
Oh, for sure. Jack and Delco reminds him three times a week.
Yeah, he sees him whenever
he's there. You Rondé Barber! Hey, Rondé!
Still running.
Yeah, still upset. I'm telling you, man, the strip sack he made earlier in that game was more important than the pick six.
Nah, you're wrong about that, but you're right that it was a big play.
I thought it was marching down the field.
I thought it was Simeon Rice. Was that a different
there
one?
There was two of them.
Yeah, Rondé had
Simeon
a
got him before the check. Simeon before got the him half. Before the half, and Rondé got him in the coming out of the second half as the Eagles are marching down the field.
Man.
A big game for Rondé.
Eagles had opportunities to win that game. They really did.
Again, go up 7-0. You know, they had the momentum. It was a bad loss. But look, this game on Sunday, it's in the next chapter. Like, the Eagles players on the team now have a chance to do away with that memory, to bury the Bucs.
Bury the Bucs.
Yeah, to have it. Eagles fans have a new memory when you think about the Buccaneers.
All right, text line, Jack.
Text line.
Elliot, not only are you a dope, but you also need a dog. All Brady has done is benefit from Belichick. Howard and Delco, dope.
I could tell that was Howard from the jump.
Yeah. Belichick.
Although I wonder how many errors you had to fix in that text line thing to get through that, right? I'm curious to see the actual text.
Yeah, it took him five tries to put a tweet out the other night.
Eventually.
He did. He got it. With our help on the air correcting him live.
Oh, really? Okay, nice.
Yeah, like we would say, like, it's not Eminem the candy, it's Eminem the rapper with an E.
It's a bad mistake by him.
Well, I forgive him.
Yeah,
he doesn't
know. He's the king, you know.
He doesn't know. It's
he
all
knows
right.
not what he does.
Yes, exactly. What's next?
Heard you losing your voice, honey. Do you need me to get you any more vegan butter or tea for your throat? Kristen in Philly.
Oh,
well,
nice.
Elliot?
Yeah, well, look, Kristen was already nice enough to get me a fresh two things, actually, of vegan butter. So I'm good to go on that. And I'll have some tea tonight.
Yeah, okay. Your voice is doing okay.
Yeah,
you did okay.
Okay.
It bounced back after earlier.
Okay. I think it was just dry that one day in here.
Well, but it happened earlier today.
2:45, yeah. I got a little concerned.
Yeah, it wasn't looking good at 2:45.
Because you started talking about back-to-backs, and you didn't run this morning
other
stuff.
Had the vegan butter, though, and that's all that matters.
Okay. All right, good. What's next?
Do you guys think Carson is going to watch the game Sunday? Joe in South Jersey.
No. No.
That's a great question.
No.
A loaded question.
He's got to watch it, right?
He's got to watch it. I don't think that Carson Wentz is a huge NFL watcher as it is.
Yeah, true.
He's out. I mean, look out. Wherever he's living these days, any animals that are outside, look the hell out.
That's a good point. He might be out in the woods trying to ignore what happened.
I think there's going to be some ammunition, some rifles, and some dead animals.
How can you? I mean, if you're Carson and you don't watch it, like, do you avoid
I
the
wouldn't
score?
Watch it. Yeah, I wouldn't look at my phone. I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't listen to anything.
You think he takes Eagles plus +9 though?
No.
No, he's definitely taking the definitely taking the Bucs.
Yeah,
he's taking the Bucs. All the Jalen unders. Yeah.
If he's doing player props or one game parlays, they're all favoring the Bucs.
Sure.
Yeah, but I don't think like if you asked him on Monday if he knew who won those games, I would be like, no, I have no idea. I don't care.
My advice to Carson would just be retire. In all seriousness, you've made money, you're injured. Like, I don't even mean that in a mean way. Like, seriously, he's made a lot of money. It's not going well for him. I would retire before I would sign with another team.
Yeah,
if
I mean,
the Colts want you back, go give another shot.
But he would have to think that he was totally cooked, because there will be another team that gives him at least they're not going to bring him in as their franchise and their future. But like, are you telling me that let me think of an example of a team here.
I mean,
that
Washington,
that,
Houston,
yeah,
like. Yeah, but do you want to do that if you're Carson? You live in Indianapolis.
Washington,
now.
Yes.
You got to go move there. You want to go move to Washington?
Washington, yes. Okay. Houston, no, because the team's not going to win anything. Washington has a good enough team. They just need better quarterback play.
I don't know, man. I think Carson, he's made a lot of money. Just go relax, you know, chill with some Ducks.
Well, what about Doug and Carson reuniting in New York?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Would Doug look? There it is. Would Doug take Carson back?
Would Spike take Carson in New York?
Yes.
Oh, could you imagine Spike if Carson ended up on the Giants?
Yeah, Spike would be he would be trying
back
to
back here.
Well, no, he would. There'd be all these Twitter bots that would be talking bad things about Carson Wentz and causing a controversy.
Carson on the Giants would be great because then it'd be versus the Eagles twice a year.
And he'd probably do well
for
in some
the
of
one
those
year
games.
He was there.
No, keep him the hell out of the NFC.
Who has a better chance of playing another game in Philadelphia, Carson or Ben?
Carson.
Carson.
Well, Ben's been as
opposing players.
Well, Ben.
But does Ben just sit out all the games against the Sixers moving
forward? Porzingis sat the other night in New York.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I could 100% see Ben sitting out, especially if he's in Western Conference Sacramento. Like, there's no chance he's playing.
Yeah, give me a little
angle. No chance he's playing.
Maintenance day.
What's next?
While John is likely out on getting any more ink-making bets on the Eagles, how about Jack? Say a Nick tattoo with your favorite flower drop on your back if the Eagles win the Super Bowl? Or how about the lesser brand-building tattoo of feels like a loss tattooed on your arm if the Eagles make it to the NFC Championship game? You know you want to. Mike in Birdsboro.
It really pops out and it grows.
Well, Jack, how about a flower on your right shoulder blade?
That would look great. Maybe on my calf?
Feels like a loss written right on your forearm.
That's not a calf. A flower pot isn't a calf tattoo. That's a shoulder blade tattoo.
Maybe in the lower back.
I was thinking lower back.
Yeah.
A Sirianni face would work better on your calf.
Man. A flower with Sirianni's face in the middle. has to be the bet.
How many flower costumes we get this weekend down in Tampa?
It'll be quite a bit, I think. Yeah.
Except it's raining. But flowers do need to be watered.
They do.
That's a good point. Any flowers that are there will be being watered.
People forget that.
Are you watering and are you fertilizing?
It's a great question.
Any more, Jack?
Love the guy's game plan of breaking Brady's leg. Might steal that for Sunday. Nick from the NovaCare.
Yes, who was it? I forget the game.
I forget. He never called us before.
No,
I hope he calls back.
He was so calm about it. He was like, look, nothing personal, but I just hope they break his leg.
That's a great idea.
He's pretty angry.
It's harsh. It's a little harsh. Had the Nick Foles license plate, too.
We had a first caller of a show that wanted Mailata to go to the defense and clothesline Brady.
People really don't like Tom Brady.
That guy wants to break his leg.
So what's your actual pick?
My actual pick is that the Eagles fall short.
How close? They cover? I think we both like them plus the points, right?
I think that they're right there at the end, but just fall a little bit short. I'd go 27-23.
All right. I'm going 30-27 Eagles.
This is true opinion, and this isn't me slamming Jalen Hurts or anything like that. I just don't think they have enough offensively.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing better, but you're right. I mean, I do think as much as we talk about the matchups and all this, like, Jalen has to be special. There's going to have to be moments in the game where he needs to make plays, and he has to be special in those moments.
Well, and by the way, they have one wide receiver, and then Quez Watkins. So it's
and
like,
Dallas Goedert. And Dallas didn't have last game.
Yeah, Dallas is good, but do
and
they?
And Mailata played right tackle last
Mailata
game.
Mailata played right tackle last
game. Well, there you go. All right, let's try to sneak. Chuck, you got to make it quick. Chuck from Mount Airy, go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On a road to victory, fly, Eagles, fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly, fly, Eagles, fly, on a road to victory.
Give it to me, Chuck.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, let's go, 24-17, Birds.
There he is, Chuck from Mount Airy. I would take that, Elliot.
They got to play that like at an Eagles game after a touchdown.
Chuck, well, no. They,
would you rather play that or this one?
Joe to camera.
Eagles fly on touchdown. 1, 2.
1, 2, 3. L.
Yeah, probably Chuck.
Angry Al checking in. Hi, Angry Al.
Johnny Mark.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Melly?
Hi, Al.
I can't end the show on a Cowboy
Thanks,
fans
Elliot.
Note, so hurry
Why?
Up.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm going to give you my pick.
Yeah.
Eagles, 30. Bucks, 28.
Ooh.
Wow.
On a last-minute pick, 6 by Big Play Slay.
Last-minute pick, 6.
Ultimate, that would be reversing the curse.
Right. That would be the ultimate revenge for y'all, leading to the ultimate revenge for the Cowboys so we can fake you on the championship.
All right.
Yeah. I don't care.
Jerry in North Philly. Jerry, you're our final caller for today. Go.
Thank you, man. Yo, I want to say Tom Brady is the second best quarterback behind Joe Montana because
Ooh.
He was the last through all them big hits that you know, they was doing back in the day. But Eagles, I say Eagles 33, Tampa Bay 27.
33-27.
A lot of people think they get in the 30s.
They're going to need to, Elliot.
They're going to need to, yeah.
That's what I believe. All right, man. You headed down, so you got Go Birds Radio tomorrow.
Yeah, Go Birds Radio tomorrow from 1 to 3, and then I'm flying to Tampa. So Should be a good one. I'm excited for it. I haven't covered a playoff game on the road since the Alshon drop.
Okay. All right.
See how and a different ending. We'll see.
All right. Well, keep hydrated.
I'll try. I will. Thank you for having me the last
time. Oh, of course, man. Enjoyed it. Coming up next, Joe Giglio. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Eagles. And hopefully next time we talk live from Chiggs and Pete's on Monday. It's after a big Eagles win. We'll talk to you then. See ya. Hey, listen, join Miller Lite this Sunday for the Eagles watch party. Bailey's Bar and Grill in Levittown. Meet Eagles alumni, cheerleaders, and Swoop, and enjoy the game with $3 Miller Lite aluminums and $4 22-ounce drafts, along with Bailey's game day menu like the cheesesteak egg rolls and the chicken parm fries. It's Miller Lite Eagles watch party with Eagle alums, cheerleaders, Swoop, signed merchandise, and more. It's this Sunday, Bailey's Bar and Grill in Levittown from 1 to 3 p.m. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.